This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel launched more airstrikes on Gaza early Tuesday, hitting the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander. Militants fired more than 250 missiles at Israel, killing two women. They were the first Israeli casualties in the current violence. At least 28 Palestinians, including nine children, have been reported killed in Gaza. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said officials have decided to increase both the strength and the rate of the strikes on the Gaza Strip against militant groups of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. He said Hamas will receive blows now that it didn't expect. Hamas fired some of the rockets Monday evening, minutes after the expiration of a 6 p.m. deadline for Israel to remove its forces from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City. There have been a number of clashes at the mosque in the past several days. The site is the most important religious site in the world for Jews and one of the most important for Muslims. As tensions and armed clashes mounted, the Israeli military said it's sending troop reinforcements to the Gaza border and mobilizing 5,000 reserve soldiers. There have been short spurts, a few days of fighting between Israel and Hamas over the past several decades. But now Netanyahu has warned that fighting could continue, and this is his phrase, for some time. More than 700 Palestinians have been injured fighting in the contested city of Jerusalem and across the West Bank. Hundreds of residents and Arab communities across Israel staged overnight protests against this round of fighting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has weighed in on the conflict, saying he is deeply concerned about the rocket attacks on Israel and saying they should stop immediately. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is